Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's just you and me, folks. And by the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the stuff that we do. As you know, it's all free. We built it for you. We want you to have it so you can have a maximum opportunity to be successful. The show is there, the articles, the brain trust, the newsletter, the blog, stuff, lots of stuff. And new stuff coming, by the way. Brand new. We're working on a lot of new stuff for you. And boy, howdy, have you guys fallen in love with AskJim.biz. Thank you for that. I'm so excited. This thing that we created thinking you would like, and it's good to see that you do. AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. It's our knowledge base. All right, I want to continue this theme about referrals, just you and me. And think about what's going on right now in your business. Let's just say that you're not having a really hard time, but maybe your customers are just a little bit off. You know, their business is off just a little bit. Customers are a little bit squeamish. They're a little concerned. They're not being as aggressive and maybe not moving as fast as you like. And so what does that mean? Well, that means two things. Number one, you got to increase your activity. You got to talk to more people than maybe you did 2 years ago or a year ago. And number two, the people you talk to need to be a much higher quality than maybe you would have had a year ago or so. Because the people who are going to do business with you, I should say maybe a year ago, out of 100 people, maybe 20 people would do business with you. Today, if you talk to 100 people, you might only be able to get maybe 10 or 5 or whatever to do business with you. The targets of opportunity have slimmed up a little bit. Okay, so we got to see more people. That's one thing. Maybe I'm falling back on my roots, falling back on, you know, maybe that's not the right thing for you, but that's just kind of a default position for me, is when things slow down, you got to see more people. Number two, improve the quality of the people you see. And how do you do that? Referrals. That's what we were talking about in the previous segment. There's no better way to improve the quality of the people that you do business, the prospects that you see, than a referral. And so where do you get referrals? You get referrals from the people that you're already doing business with. But you know what else? I'm going to throw another angle in here. There may be people that currently don't do business with you, but they have done business with you. They were happy when they did business with you. But for whatever reason, not that they don't want to do business with you or you didn't do a good job. It's just that currently they're not doing business with you. Nobody did anything wrong. It just happens, right? Well, call on those people too. I promise you, they'll love to hear from you. And I'm telling you, if you're a small business and you go to another business, large or small, and you talk to them about referrals, I promise you, they will thank you. They will be glad that you did it, because you're actually complimenting them. And most people like to help other people, especially if you're a small business that they've done business with that they liked. They'd like to think that maybe they could help you. But here's the thing. Here's the catch. And this is where a lot of referral opportunities break down. You have to train them a little bit. You have to talk to them about how to do this in such a way that makes it easy for them. And you have to train them a little bit. Number one, and you can't just say, all right, here's the worst thing to do. Here's 10 of my business cards. Would you hand these out for me? All right, that's the worst. I mean, that's almost, in the marketplace, that's almost a capital crime. So don't do that. But you got to go to one person, take them to lunch. You know what? Take them to lunch. If you're nearby and you can drop by and visit, if they got time to visit, fine. But one of the best things to do is to take them to lunch. Call these centers of influence and take them to lunch, and or meet them after work or something like that, and just say, look, you know, I'm, one of the things I'm doing is part of my market. Don't say that your business is slow and you want more business. Just say, look, one of the strategies of my business model, my marketing campaign, my marketing strategy, is to call on the people who I do business with or who I have done business with and ask them for referrals. And so you actually say things like that to them. And so what I'd like to say to you, John, is would you think about, not just right this minute, but as time goes by, when you meet people that you know use what I do, this kind of service, that kind of service, something like that, as you meet those people, I would appreciate if you think of me and just tell them, you know what, I know somebody who can help you with that, and then give them my name. Let me know that you spoke to them. Because would you mind doing that? And I'll tell you what else, I will do it for you. Is there anything in particular that you would like for me to say if I'm talking to you about somebody who might do business with you? Refer back, give them referrals right back is the way the marketplace works. Folks, this is a referrals are solid gold. I'm going to say it again. This is going to be on the test, kids. Referrals are solid gold. There are suspects, and that's everybody. There are prospects, and those are qualified people who you know will do business with somebody who does what you do. And then there are referrals, and they are better than prospects. And then, of course, you have the customers, people who bought from you. Think about it, folks. Referrals, use them. Do a good job. You got to train your customers, though. You got to train your friends how to be a good referrer. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.